Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 891, Pirates and Worms. In our last episode, he wasn't sure why he kept saying the name over and over again. In this episode, maybe some stories get mixed up. Oh my gosh. Oh, what a day, dog. I am the most luckiest of all the lucky.
Wow, listen to you, Mr. Happy Pants.
Did I wear my happy pants today?
They don't look like my happy pants.
No, it's just a nickname.
Oh, because I've got a pair of happy pants. Did you know that?
I don't think so. Wait, you don't wear pants.
Dog, all my pants are invisible.
Wait, how'd you get invisible pants?
We've all got invisible pants, right, Chuck?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
No.
Oh my god, you're just walking around naked butts all the time?
No, I'm covered in fur.
But you've got no pants on?
No, they're invisible.
Oh, whew. I thought you said you didn't have any.
I don't.
Wait, were you just lying?
No, I'm trying to understand the difference between me not wearing pants, and you see my fur, and you wearing invisible pants, and I still see your fur.
It's the principle of it, dog. I have shame. I'm covering myself. I'm getting off track. It's been a glorious day. I am the luckiest of the luckies.
Okay, we're just going to gloss over all that and move on. All right, why so lucky?
Well, it was my birthday.
Yes, I know. Every day is your birthday.
No, but there was a celebration of my birthday.
Oh, no, that was the dad guy.
He celebrated too. I am kind and giving, if not caring and loving.
You're not caring and loving?
No, it's an expression. I am all of those things. If I were only some of them, I would still be all of them.
I don't think that's how that math works.
It is in my book. But it was great. It was a day full of pirates and earthworms.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Movies and TV shows.
Like the little slimy worm from Sesame Street?
No, dog. Much bigger.
Oh. Like, you know, like a earthworm you put on the end of a fishing hook?
No, dog, like the size of a city big.
Oh my gosh, like that movie Tremors?
Maybe. No, that doesn't sound like the name. It had Timothée Chalamet.
It, what? Who is that?
I don't know. I think he's dating Zendaya.
Nope, that's Spider-Man.
No, that's Mary Jane.
No, that's the other Spider-Man.
I'm pretty sure it was Uncle Ben.
No. It was, never mind. We're getting off track again. What were the worms then?
Oh, they were pirates, dog. You meant pirates.
Wait, Spider-Man was a pirate?
No. Tom Holland was the pirate.
No, Tom Holland was Spider-Man.
No, that was Zendaya's boyfriend.
I know.
No. It was Timothée Chalamet. I saw him. They kissed, dog. I saw them kiss. That's how you know it's real.
Have you ever heard of acting?
No, what's that?
Oh, no. I can't get into it tonight. Tell me about the worms.
They were huge, dog. They ate things.
Like people?
Yeah, people. Places, cities, trucks, bigger tanks, whatever. They ate whatever they wanted.
Did they eat each other?
Ew, good gracious, dog. Why would your mind go there?
Well, if it could eat anything, then maybe the only thing it couldn't eat is another one of the things of itself.
Oh, man, you just go in with the Inceptions there.
Okay, you know the movie Inception, but you don't know what acting is?
No. Although it is strange that that one fellow's in all the movies.
Who?
The Great Gatsby guy, the Inception guy, the Killers of the Flower Moon guy. How is he in all those places?
Well, that's an example for another episode. So tell me about these, birthday shenanigans.
Okay, so, you know, when I celebrate my birthday this time of year, it's always centered around food.
All right, because that's what a birthday for the dad fella is.
Yeah, yep. So, we had the delicious cinnamon rolls this morning.
You got one?
In my mind. And then we sat, like, outside, and we saw the mountains, and we had burgers and stuff, and noodles and stuff, and ham and stuff, and cheese and stuff. And
what are you describing? That sounds like a bunch of different lunches.
Yeah, from all different places.
But you were in one place? We sat in one place, but we got the food from many places. I do not understand this wizardry. I'll take you there one day. And then in the evening, we watched all of those things, and we ate lots of popcorn. Oh, that sounds delicious. And then for some reason, we went to a place that had all you can eat all of the things when we were already full. I don't understand it.
Sounds like poor planning.
I don't know if it was poor planning or if we were, let's say, opportunistic earlier in the day.
Well, what are you trying to say?
We ate our faces off, dog, all day. All of it.
Well, hopefully you at least brought some home.
Nah, some of it. Not all of it. Although I did have a cookie that was, at the same time, just warm enough to not really be warm and also freezing cold.
What?
Yeah, like it was frozen, but one part was more frozen than the other parts. And then they tried to warm it up, but maybe they forgot to hit the button for long enough or something. I don't know. I'm sure they know how microwaves work, but this one didn't happen well at all. Yeah. And you know that feeling when you go to shake someone's hand?
No.
They didn't teach you shake?
Which one is shake?
Well, you put your paw in the air like a ding-dong, and then they grab it and throw it around?
That's shake?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that one makes me feel stupid, because they taught me to put my paw up in the air, and then they move it around like I don't know how to... I know how to move my own paw. I don't need you to do it for me.
I know. What's that all about?
They think that's a friendly way of knowing... Jeez, Chuck! What were you doing there?
Wearing my invisible pants and listening to the conversation.
That's fair. Anyways, what are we talking about? Yeah, shaking my hand around like I'm some ding-dong just standing here doing tricks for them.
Did they give you a treat?
Yeah, they gave me a treat. Oh, I understand. I am food motivated.
You and me both, brother. So is the dad fellow. So anyways, that's why we ate all the food and we ended up at all the places. And now, if I lay down on my stomach, it makes strange noises and my throat hurts.
Wait, what do you mean your throat hurts?
It like clams up. And you know that taste of stuff that you've had already?
Oh, stop. Stop. I do not need to think about it tonight.
I know. I think about it every time I lie down.
Is that why you haven't been laying down tonight?
Yeah, that and my invisible pants hurt sometimes when I lay the wrong way. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean it's real. It's like feelings and love, dog. Invisible pants matter.
What are you talking about?
I don't have time for this. I've got to go not throw up. Okay, bye!
The end.
Woof.